The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sure you've heard the old saying, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Well, our old adversary, the devil, well knows that saying too. And so have you ever thought, pondered, how it is that the devil works? Often, he does not work by open outward attack. Satan does not often take the obvious route. Often, subtle deception is his mode of operation instead, because he knows that if he can seem sweet, if he can seem true, if he can seem right, he will deceive and destroy far more than he would with an open outward attack. So we see a hint of this in our reading for today. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." The devil doesn't attack as a wolf. Then people would know to run and flee. Instead, the devil disguises himself as a sheep in order to deceive and destroy the sheep. And so we see time and time again that false teachers and false doctrines arise not outside of the church, but within the church. That's the way Satan works. It's more insidious. It's more deadly that way. The devil brings more death and destruction through deception than through obvious open attacks. Well, Jesus, in a way, turns the tables on Satan in the manner that we see in this verse from Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. We see there that the devil sends false prophets, sends wolves to dress up like sheep, to deceive the sheep. But what does Jesus do? Jesus, the good shepherd, doesn't dress up like a sheep. Jesus, the good shepherd, becomes a sheep in order to save the sheep. And so the shepherd becomes the perfect lamb. The shepherd becomes the lamb without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. The shepherd becomes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The shepherd becomes the sacrificial lamb. The shepherd becomes a sheep to die for the sheep. The shepherd becomes a sheep to die, and that leads to defeat. But whose defeat does it lead to? The death of the Lamb of God leads to the defeat of the deceiver, the devil. In Jesus' death, death itself is destroyed and the devil is undone. The death of the Lamb of God destroys death. The death of the shepherd who becomes the sacrificial lamb deceives the deceiver who would dress in sheep's clothing and destroys him. The fake, that is the wolf in sheep's clothing, is destroyed by the real, that is the shepherd actually becoming a sheep. Jesus' death may seem like defeat, and in a way it is. It's the defeat of the devil, the deceiver. In Jesus' death, death is dead, and the deceiver is defeated. The wolf in sheep's clothing would bring death. In the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the good shepherd brings life. The deceiver is defeated. Death is dead. The good shepherd, now become a sheep, gives his life for you and to you. In Jesus' name, amen.